This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, let's take another bite out of the apple conversationally on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. I noticed that the Fed is always something going on in the government. Don't you love it? Always the government this, the government that, the government. Gotta ask the government. Well, the Fed has hiked the interest rate again. Look at the economy. It's getting a little bumpy, Wall Street, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now another quarter of a point to 2.5%. This, for those of you who wonder what the hoopla is about, the rate that they set controls what you pay when you borrow. Mortgages, credit cards. Your credit card interest is going to go up. Instead of 29%, it'll be 29.8% or some other ridiculous number. What you pay to borrow a car, borrow money to buy a car, all that stuff, pretty much everything that involves borrowing. And the vote was unanimous, which is also troubling, especially since the president has been all over these people, suggesting that their actions will slow things down. They say, no, that's not it. The recent stock market volatility, the signs of a possible slowdown, yeah. Yeah, you're not getting it right. The chairman that Trump put in there, Jerome Powell, said that next year's forecast shows solid growth. And so the bank, the Fed Central Bank, is predicting two rate hikes for next year. So that'll put the interest rate at 3%, which means you'll be paying 5% for mortgages because it costs you 2 points more. The banks that borrow the money from the Fed at that rate, they'll charge you 2 points. That's how they make their money. Banks don't use their own money. Do you know that? Most people don't understand, excuse me, how this all works. Banks have lots of money. They take your deposit and they put it in their vault. They put it in their system. They use your money to invest for their own purposes so that they make money for the stockholders. They don't use the money you put in the bank to loan to other people. They use it as a hedge or a guarantee or whatever it is. But the money that they are loaning you comes from the federal bank, comes from the big bank in the sky. I don't know that I knew that before I had a farm mortgage on my farm and found out the money didn't come from the local regional farm bank. It came from a bank in Colorado called CoBank, which is connected to the federal government, to the USDA. They get their funds from federal sources. And so you look around, that's why they call it the Fed, because the Fed sets the rate for its money that it will lend. You see how the government is into everything? The government is, we've allowed the government to control our lives. And this is just one more example of this.
The market doesn't like this, by the way. The Fed is
political. Go ahead, Victoria.
No, this is the fourth time the Fed's
Jennifer,
raised the rate, and so the stock market certainly doesn't like it. So now not only do you get hammered on interest rates, but now you're also going to get hammered if your investments start to go down because they feel like it's uncertain.
And it's your money. It's the money that's been raised through taxes that does all of this stuff. People don't realize how inveigling the federal government has gotten into everything, and then the local governments get into. It's insidious how they are weaving their way into your lives. And you're right, Jennifer. It's just everything turns on this, and so they blindly say, "Oh no, it looks great for next year." How do you know what really is going to happen next year? You don't know who we're going to go to war with or who we're not going to go. That's what really screws up the stock market more. Try bombing, although we're not going to bomb Syria apparently anymore. But bombing, we'll be bombing somebody. We're always bombing somebody.
But the other thing about this, though, is that they predict two more hikes in 2019.
Yeah.
So how is anyone supposed to buy a house if the mortgage rates just keep going
up? They're saying because the economy is so healthy, they have to do this to continue to heal the economy. Because when you have really low interest rates, they're saying that's not a sign of a fully healthy economy. So that's, they lower the interest rates in times of trouble. But that's a good point. The prices are still so inflated. It makes it even more difficult for young people who are starting out, or for people who are just not even young people, just trying to get into a home of their own.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it really is. Slowed down. That's what slows down the economy when you can't buy. The housing market is what controls the economy. New home starts and all the things that are bought. Think about what it takes to build a house. All the commodities that go into the house and how much that takes into or out of the marketplace when it's either good or bad. That's what the real key here is. And there are a lot of these clowns said political considerations play no role whatsoever in our discussion or decision. Really?
Yeah, because they're answering that question because Trump's been saying, hey, not so many times, because they're an independent body, but the president still gets to appoint the person that's in charge of it. And to have so many, really frequent increases this year, it's put a damper on.
And it happens, Jennifer, over and over and over again. Every time there's a slowdown, every time there's a recession, it all starts with this stuff. And then, so you want to slow it down, okay, raise it a quarter of a point or maybe a half a point, but not a full point in a year. No, not a good idea. All right, what else is going on governmentally? I thought it was interesting that this ruling, the bulk of the Jeff Sessions DOJ order that tightened the reins on granting asylum to those people who are fleeing certain kinds of violence, their ruling is unlawful. Federal judge struck down most of the Attorney General Session decision, which said a fear of domestic abuse or gang violence is not an acceptable reason to grant asylum. So it is, then? Is that basically, that's what we said before,
well, it was,
and that's what
I
we're
guess.
Going back to? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I guess it was that way, and then Jeff Sessions changed that, so I guess
right.
now it's being changed
it's back.
Back
to it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Another example of the government. Here's one more. Lawmakers in Washington legalizing sports betting. Legislation allows residents and visitors to put money on professional sports games in arenas, businesses, stadiums, or at a D.C. lottery-run smartphone app. The bill places a 10% tax on the monthly gross betting revenue for all sports gambling operators. That's why they're doing it. They're not doing it to help you. They're doing it to help them because they know you're a sucker.
So much money already.
Yeah.
Here in New Jersey, where they've already legalized it, Monmouth Park Racetrack is 5 miles down the road, and they've got the legal sports bet in there. And it's just insane how much money is going to the state that they're actually giving money back now to Monmouth Park to the Meadowlands to actually focus on horse racing, because that has just so kind of fallen apart in light of all the sports betting. But it's great revenue. Look, people are doing it on, if people want to bet on sports, they're already finding a way around the system. So to have it legalized makes nothing but sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like now that the use of marijuana has been legalized in 8 or 9 states, the reason when you look at it that the government rubs their hands and, oh, wow, this is great, is because they're getting a 3%. The state is getting a 12% tax on everything that's sold, and the cities and towns are getting 3% of everything that is sold. And it's retail and wholesale. So you look at them, so how does that affect the tax rate? You see taxes going down anywhere? I don't see any tax rates going down. Do you?
Well, I think it's too new right now. It hasn't. This is.
Yeah, but
they
said that about. Look at the lottery. What was the promise? How many years has the lottery been in effect? 25, 30 years, and they all promised this is going to cut your taxes, and not any of it is true. And we still, again, this is the foible of, I guess, humanity. It's just okay. All right, give them some more money. It's 16 past the hour. On the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Thinking of a new SUV? A new report from the automotive retail website iccars.com found that the Jeep Wrangler and Wrangler Unlimited have the lowest appreciation over 5 years of any vehicle, dropping just 27.3% during that period. The study looked at over 4.3 million new and used car sales and found the average depreciation to be around 50.2%. Following the Jeeps were the Toyota Tacoma and the Toyota Tundra pickup. The other end of the list, electric cars. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has the hottest tech gifts this holiday. Laptops, tablets, monitors, and printers.
At the lowest prices guaranteed.
And you can't get lower than the lowest with Staples Price Match Guarantee.
So everyone on your list gets more than they dreamed, and you save more than you imagined.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In-store only, limitations apply. See a store associate for details.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand underscore exclamation point, 1985.
Knew it.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes. All right, so Jennifer has some, what is it, advice? What do you have that is...
I don't have some advice. It's a new technology, actually.
Oh, technology, that was it.
Yeah, there's this new artificial intelligence, which always makes my skin crawl. But there's a new computer chip that will actually smell your armpit and tell you if you have body odor. And this little piece of artificial intelligence may one day find its way sewn into your clothes, according to scientists. They call it the E-Nose, and the E-Nose identifies dozens of gassy chemicals, watch out, Dougie, that cause human stench.
Excuse me?
Ranks odor from 1 to 5, so people know whether or not they need to reapply deodorant. And they're saying that this device could actually be added to food packaging at some point to check for freshness. This is, I guess, answered prayers for people who have to take the subway or mass transit or maybe have to share tight office spaces. And maybe you yourself wonder, do I stink? Do I have body odor? It's harder for us to smell ourselves because we have to live in our own stench all the time. But this new technology means people will no longer have to guess. This is from a company from England, actually, from Cambridge. It's a manufacturer called Arm, which develops hardware in smartphones.
Of course,
they have a smart chip that can smell. So this E-Nose is coming soon to maybe your next shirt that you purchase or maybe some food down the road.
P.U.
Yeah?
21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that we all love to sing along. Everybody here singing along, you probably are too, with Andy Williams. Number two, this is the second most popular song as of last year's rendering, and that happens at the end of the season, so we picked up on that to start our top 100 tunes from last year. It'll change because it always changes because they're new songs. Anyway, second most popular song. This has been around for a long, long time, since the, I'm going to say the 70s, I want to say 74, 75, somewhere in there, when Andy Williams had his TV show. Most wonderful time of the year, number two on the all-time Christmas countdown list. Crank that up there, Kevin, will you? It is the most wonderful. Don't you feel better now? Really?
I love this time of year.
Yeah.
I wish it would never end. Just between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens after Christmas.
Cold, snow, horrible weather. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that's number two. We'll get to a couple of other songs from other lists. These lists are fun. Also on the musical hit sheet today, the New Year's Eve celebration on NBC getting more impressive. J-Lo is going to join the group, the lineup, and BB Rexha. I don't know who BB Rexha is. Can somebody enlighten me? Who is she?
She's
going to perform.
Star Wars? Oh, no, wait, that was BB-8.
Sorry. No, I'm surprised you don't remember that name by now. We've probably talked about her with Florida Georgia Line like 10 times, 15 times over the last couple months because they had that song on the country charts and the pop charts. That was, like, higher than... It stayed on the top of the charts for longer than, like, any other country song.
Sort of vaguely remember that conversation.
Yeah, she's the girl in that song.
Tend to be old. Let's see, who else is going to be there? Times Square will have Carson Daly and Chrissy Teigen there. Chrissy Teigen is the wife of Legend, right? Where is he going to be? Who's he performing?
He's
going to
be performing, I think.
Is he on this show? Yeah, okay, he is.
I think so,
yeah. Yeah, with Diana Ross, Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton. All will be on. Keith Urban. They've got a good lineup this year. They'll be challenging the ABC. ABC has been pretty much alone in terms of winning the ratings battle for a long time since Dick Clark started doing it, but these people are going to give them a run for their money.
Because the other side, the other part of it on the Rock and Eve is Christina Aguilera. I'm like, I don't care about her anymore.
It always reflected Dick Clark's group of musical pals, and now it looks like Ryan's pals are the ones. He likes the younger singers because that's what he plays on his radio show in L.A.
Right.
So that's who he knows, and that's who he's comfortable with, so that's who gets on the show. In this circumstance, these are all NBC performers. The Legend Special was on NBC with his wife last week, and you got all these stars from The Voice who are there. So this is going to be I'm predicting they're going to have a good time ratings-wise with this. 10 o'clock at night, they start. What's that, Jen?
Is this going to be your choice?
Well, I don't stay up anyway. I don't give a damn about New Year's Eve. But,
all right.
You know, I might watch a little of the beginning. I like John Legend quite a lot. I frankly like Blake Shelton. Kelly, I think I like a lot. I could take or leave Diana Ross. I really like J-Lo. So, yeah, I might make myself stay up for a while watch this.
This is your why, yeah.
Yeah, could be. All right, thank you, Jennifer, for the encouragement. Also, back to the Christmas music list. We got another, because the highest charting holiday songs are a focus also. Number 13. 14. What are we on? 14, Little Drummer Boy? Yeah, Pentatonix. This is a song recorded first. Did well on the list in December of 2013. This is so fabulous, these people, aren't they? Just want to listen to it. Let it go on and on. Little Drummer Boy. Pentatonix at 28 after the hour.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Mid-Sport Utility Vehicle segment, available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1. Doug 2. Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome. 1, 2, 3.
Truth. Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool and percent underscore exclamation point 1985.
Knew it.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
While it's pretty common for children to have a fever, it's not uncommon for moms to worry about them. According to a study conducted for Braun Thermometers, most moms with young children are uninformed and scared when it comes to responding to their child's fever. In fact, 82% admit they lay awake at night worrying about their child's fever. Most pediatricians agree this fear, known as fever phobia, is completely natural. To help alleviate those fears, pediatricians recommend using a dependable, high-quality thermometer. Braun, the number one brand recommended by pediatricians, offers the Braun No-Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer, the first thermometer to provide a professionally accurate temperature with a gentle touch of the forehead, or no touch at all. Braun's clinically proven, no-touch technology helps parents gain accurate readings from up to 2 inches away without disturbing their sleeping child. That means peace of mind and a good night's sleep for you and your kids. For more, visit Braun Thermometer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the President, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the President tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the President got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Here we are, back again. Hooray, surprise! It's the DJV gang. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn's here. Terry Keelan's here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, whipping up more enthusiasm for things going on in the world today. And here's Victoria to prove me right.
I am proving you. Sorry. A little bit of a delay there. I don't know, Kara, do you want to reconnect me?
Huh. All right, Jennifer, you do it.
Okay.
You want me to do it, yeah.
I
tell
yourself. I can do
something. I love technology, yes.
You love technology. Well, I'll tell you this. How about a little gossip about Hollywood? Or not about Hollywood, but Washington, D.C. After it was unveiled that there would be no wall, that President Trump had blinked, and that the government would most likely remain in business. Well, apparently Nancy Pelosi was seen out and about, Dougie, and this is pretty good. Nancy Pelosi, who will take over as the majority leader in the House, and most certainly she'll probably get that gavel back. She'll be Speaker of the House. Was caught on camera this past week in a bar in Washington, D.C., on camera singing and dancing in Washington, D.C.
Singing and dancing.
Yeah.
To
singing
what
and dancing. And
the
there is video evidence of this. She was out partying with Democrats Joe Crowley. It was his going away party. Joe was defeated by, of course, the new, the next big thing in the Democratic Party from New York, at least, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Joe Crowley played the guitar and sang while Nancy Pelosi and the other Democrats danced the night away. And all of the action was done on Twitter. All of these people who happened to be in the bar started taking pictures of it and started posting it on Twitter, which goes to show you that all the fun that has had in Washington, D.C. behind the scenes, right? Those three martini lunches or those scotches after work at night. Well, now they're subject for social media consumption, which makes it a little more fun.
So what really is happening here, they're not celebrating his career as a congressman. They're celebrating his new job because all of these people, especially somebody who's been around as long as he has in that position as a congressman, They have to trip over all the offers they get from K Street lobbying firms or legal, depending on whether he's a lawyer or whether he's a businessman, whatever his background is. There will be people galore. I'm sure already he's got a job, and the job is a better job than what he had before. Once you get into the air, you breathe
well,
the air
more
in
lucrative.
Washington.
Yeah, more
much
lucrative,
more lucrative.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it'll be better, but lucrative for sure.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's
how about
that's
that?
Story.
It's just so funny because you always hear these stories about these guys going out and partying together, but we never really get to see the pictures until now.
No.
Now we have the evidence that they're out there with engaging in debauchery.
Speaking of Washington, a Santa, well, he didn't. It's hard for Barack Obama to look like Santa Claus, not because of anything other than his size. He's very slim. He's got a very slim waist. He's in good shape. So when he puts on the Santa outfit, hard to fool people. But anyway, he went into a hospital, a Children's National Hospital in Washington this week to surprise the young patients who were there and apparently had a positive, very wonderful. Oh, you can imagine he would. He's a nice guy. He's got a great personality, and he'll bring a lot of cheer to these youngsters. So good for him. Nothing
Obama Claus?
Obama Claus. Yeah, I like that. That's very
good. You could
have
Trump Claus, Obama Claus.
Yeah. Also, in this same vein, actor Mark Ruffalo, I remember, well, he's been in tons of movies. He's quite
a good actor,
yeah. He was on social media this week saying that he wants to give back. He's providing free drinks at Starbucks. I don't know. He posted a gift card. Well, here's what I think this is how it works. Victoria, correct me if I'm wrong here. He, on Twitter, has posted a gift card that's good at Starbucks so his followers can enjoy a free drink and they can add more money to the card or they can start their own gift card. He said, quote, I was inspired by your generous spirit during the Pay It Forward challenge last year. I wanted to do again this holiday season. So you can show the barcode from his tweet at the cash register at Starbucks, get free coffee, and then they're going to add more money to it to keep it going.
That's
and
really
some of
cool.
Them, yeah.
Yeah, so have you ever walked into a Starbucks? I know you don't drink coffee, Doug, but if you walk in and they've got like they've got the cash register and then in the front they've got a little scanner thing, so if you have like Apple Pay or a gift card, then you can just scan it there or like the app and it just gives you like more points for next time you come into Starbucks. So I guess it's the exact same thing. You just use that barcode. I don't know how you add money to it. I guess you must be able to click on the link or something and there must be an option to add money. But
there is. You can refill gift cards.
Yeah.
So you could add $5 or $10.
So you start with
the kitty.
His card, which he's paid for,
he
and then you can add on your own. Yeah.
Right. He puts $1,000 on it. I like it. It's very similar to when you're in the drive thru at Starbucks, and sometimes this starts where the person in front of you will pay for your drink, and then you're supposed to not be a jerk and just take it. You're supposed to actually pay for the drinks behind you. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, it is.
And it's such a simple thing, you know. It's like coffee is not necessarily going to change anyone's life, but if you get a free coffee and then the person behind you
makes
gets
you
something
smile.
Free, yeah, it makes you smile and it makes you want to go out and do other nice things for other people.
Yeah. Other people who have done this, taking on the challenge from Ruffalo, include Don Cheadle, Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Zendaya, Sean King. I don't know who Sean King is. Am I missing something? Sean King?
You do. Is it a he? I thought Sean King was a woman.
No, it's an activist. He's like a Twitter activist. You've probably seen him around. I don't know. Okay. Sean Johnson, the gymnast?
No, I don't know. She's African American. She's tall. She's beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know who she is. But anyway, they're all on it.
Sean.
That's good.
Not Sean King, not to be confused with her. Yeah, no, I think this is a great thing. It's like the celebrities who go in. Kid Rock was one of them just recently who went into a Kmart or a Walmart and went in and just took everything out of layaway and paid for it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
hey,
cool.
Sometimes that $60 you have to spend on a toy or a gift and put it on layaway for a little while, that makes a big difference to somebody.
Macaulay Culkin in the news. Reliving some scenes from Home Alone in a new ad for Google. Anybody seen that yet?
I watched it yesterday. It was pretty cute.
Was it? But
yeah.
He's, how old is he now? Like 20-something,
oh,
isn't he?
Oh, no. I think he's like maybe in his 30s now. He's
Macaulay Culkin's that old now?
Oh, yeah. He's a man.
He's older than I am. Yeah.
Yeah, he's totally a man. Yeah. Huh. But it was cute. They had him kind of in the same scenes, and then they would do the flashbacks between him as little Kevin McAllister in Home Alone, and then, of course, big Macaulay Culkin now. So it was fun. I think they did it last time with Ferris Bueller with, what's his name? Matthew. Come on.
McConaughey?
No, what's Ferris Bueller's name?
Oh,
Matthew Broderick.
Thank you. Yeah. I was like, what is that?
Right. Okay, so here's a name that you don't know, but you will, especially if you live in California, Jennifer. Ashley Bemis. You know who she is?
No, I don't.
She this week has posed as the wife of a California firefighter to swindle donors out of thousands of dollars in cash and goods. She claimed to have been the surviving wife of a firefighter who died. Ugh. And so she got lots of money. She got a new car. She's gotten a lot of things for her. I mean, she's not related to the guy. She didn't even know who the guy is. She doesn't know anything. She just walked up and said, okay, I was married to this guy. Oh, I'm in such dire straits. Please give me money. That's it. How do you have a conscience
like that?
That's
a bad karma. Why would you even want to put that out there?
Whoa, you're right about that. Karma. With an emphasis on the both of them. Karma. In a moment, some ideas for useful gifts for Christmas after this. Doug Steffen here with a focus on Omaha Steaks. The family gift package is the focus. Usually it's $195. Now only $49.99. Order it right now and you get 4 hand-cut aged to tenderness top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 snappy kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus 4 more burgers free. That's Omaha Steaks. Enter the code DJV into the search bar, and you get 74% off Omaha Steaks family gift package. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar to send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. MyPillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 MyPillows for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV Show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way.
Find your favorite store at craftsman.com. And stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has the hottest tech gifts this holiday. Laptops, tablets, monitors, and printers.
At the lowest prices guaranteed.
And you can't get lower than the lowest with Staples Price Match Guarantee.
So everyone on your list gets more than they dreamed, and you save more than you imagined.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In-store only, limitations apply. See a store associate for details.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's 14 for the hour here on the DJV show with Doug and Jen and Victoria and Kara and you. We were just talking off the air about growing hemp on the farm. So there are discussions we have from time to time about hemp, and then it goes to marijuana, and talking about now in Massachusetts where I live and California, both the places where I spend a lot of time. There is a legal sale of pot. So we were talking. There are four of these places that are open in Massachusetts now. And the lines in the morning before they open up are crazy. And they're in these little small towns because the big cities haven't quite figured out how to do it yet. So the small towns, they see the revenue coming in from this, and they're all eager to open up pot shops. And the problem is they have no parking. And there's nothing around them. And so I think Kara or Victoria or both of you said, all three of you said, the smart people, somebody smart, going to open up a Dunkin' Donuts or something right next door.
Taco Bell.
To these places. Yeah, right. And that's what will happen if they can get the space. The thing is that they're normally in smaller buildings, and there's not a lot of parking. So they park in Leicester, Mass., where they opened up a month ago. The first morning was pouring rain. There were 1,000 people at 4 o'clock in the morning waiting outside this place to go buy their weed. And there was no parking. The park that where the police were trying to figure out what to do because the roadway, Route 9 goes through the town. And the parking on both sides of the street. And it happens that the pot shop's right down the street from the police station.
That's hilarious.
And next to a tractor supply store, then the police department, and then the pot shop. And then there's a Dodge dealer. I know that this area, it's funny. And there's no parking. They were parked in the Dodge dealership when they opened up. The guy,
I'm sure they
nobody
loved
could get,
that.
Yeah. They didn't like that at all. All right, let's get some ideas for last minute shopping. One of the most popular items this year is food. I find that interesting. Does anybody here give food? Somebody sent me chocolate.
Well, yes, actually. That was me.
I know it was. I wasn't supposed to open it.
That was me.
Megan opened it last night. She said, Dad, there's these boxes. And what I had done, because I didn't know what it was.
You got two. I gave you like a
really
nice
one. Yeah, I know. You
one.
Sent me two. I put them on top of the register, so the heat out of the register. Megan was worried about it melting.
Jen specifically told you to open them.
I said, open it. Don't leave it in there.
Okay. Anyway. So.
He's just got one big chunk of chocolate now.
Right.
And this is
kitchen.
Good stuff. I send them See's candy. You can't get that in any place but California.
I don't give it away.
That's Warren Buffett's company. He tests every single piece of chocolate.
Yes, it's amazing.
He really
does. It's very good chocolate.
And not only did he get like the nuts and chews and the sausages, but I gave him a truffle box too. Jeez,
nice.
I'm going to go check it out right now, as a matter of fact.
I'm hungry.
Right. We came up with one idea. That's food as a gift
for
a useful gift. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
this year. Resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advice, one place you can turn to, I believe, as you know, in helping people as much as I can with expertise from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Joel Wallach, the DJV Health News website, now up and operational. Check it out. Answers to your health questions, DJVHealthNews.com is where you go. A lot of great products in there, too, that may help you get through. You got to read the story behind the story and then see what may apply to you. Dr. Ken here continuing in his role as the, he's the educator on the program, taking all of the information that's come from the various journals of medicine and translating them for us. This week, a lot of information about exercise in several of these stories, Ken, including how good exercise. I don't know, this kind of would seem to me to be a common sense thing, wouldn't you think everybody would understand that exercise would cut your blood pressure, or is it not true that it doesn't do that for everybody?
Well, we've now proven it, and I talk about exercise as my favorite drug, and this week in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, they prove it. Doug, about 75 million Americans actually have high blood pressure, which increases the risk of heart disease and stroke. In people who have high blood pressure, working out may have the same effect as taking blood pressure medication. That's the news this week from this article. But do not stop your high blood pressure medication without first talking to your prescribing provider, and do not start a new exercise program without first talking to your doctor.
All right, but what about winter time, the time of year when people, I work out more because I don't I guess I don't need to, or I don't have time to do it when I'm on the farm. There's plenty of exercise for me that way. But in the wintertime, I go to the gym pretty much every day. And I wonder, but I'm in California when I'm doing it. I'm not here. If you're going into a rigorous exercise routine and you come back out into the cold, how does that impact you?
Well, if it's really cold out, you just want to make sure you're a little covered up when you're outside. You don't want to dramatically change body temperature. That is a stress on the heart. So just if you're in a very cold environment, you know, I'm here in Florida, so it's hard for me to know what that's like. But if you are dramatically dropping into a very cold temperature outside, you just stay covered up. Remember, you lose most of your heat, at least two-thirds of your heat through your hands and your neck. Make sure those are covered up, and also your head.
You know, I also saw something out of the corner of my eye the other day. This sort of fits appropriately. Taking a shower just before you go outside in the cold weather, not a great idea.
Well, just make sure you're dry before you go out.
Well,
especially your hair.
But I wonder if that, you know, your skin and how it impacts your skin. I just thought that was interesting.
It'll open up and help you lose heat. And just make sure it's really, really cold outside. Just cover up the chest, the neck, the hands, the head. That's where you lose most of your heat.
And the feet. All right. Now, in tandem with this, another story about evening workouts. The best time for you to work out. Is it different for men and women? Age-wise, does it make a difference?
Well, it's amazing. In the same week, we get an article out of Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise telling us, and they studied men here, and you don't know about women. You can assume it's the same, but you don't know till it's studied. But this was a study of just men, and I'm sure soon we'll have a study of just women. But the results are that men being treated for high blood pressure may find that exercising at night rather than in the morning helps reduce their blood pressure reading better. If you cannot work out in the evening, however, morning workouts are definitely better than none at all. In this study, they picked evening as 6 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Evening workouts, okay. Best for men, especially if you have high blood pressure. Here is something. If you have high blood pressure, maybe caused by your weight, there are lots of ways to lose weight. A lot of people talking about weight loss programs, exercise, that sort of thing. Well, the time-tested best way to lose weight is with Calitrin. Calitrin is the healthy weight loss approach, backed up by science, backed up by research, backed up by case studies that you can read if you go to their website, Calitrin.com. Go to Calitrin.com. Actually, it's toploss.com. You can go to Calitrin, Calotren, and get information. But in order to order, I like that, the way I said that, in order to order the Calitrin, it'll work for you to not only lose the weight, support your energy needs, that sort of thing. This company's been in business for 30 years. They've been helping people lose weight naturally. The main ingredient is collagen, and Dr. Ken will tell you that's the way to gain lean, healthy muscle with lots of collagen. Go to toploss.com. Special this week before Christmas, 50% off on some of the products. Toploss.com for Calitrin to lose weight. Save all that money and lose the weight. Toploss.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.